The weather is hampering rescue operations in Lower Manhattan at the site of Tuesday's disaster. The rescue effort continued throughout a stormy night, and rain is intensifying. NPR's Jackie Leiden was there all night, and she joins me now. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. And of course, when you talk about the weather, it always changes. So I just want to say that it has slackened off, and things are resuming full bore here.
So what's the scene like this morning?
Well, it's a busy and organized scene. It was a slow night. Just nearly every rescue worker I talked to and fireman coming off called it a frustrating night. There were no fines. The weather certainly hampered things, slowed people down, made it slippery. I also spoke to a structural engineer named Boris Haida, who's been retained by the city to take a look at this, a whole team of structural engineers. And they say that the site is stable, which is, I think, good news. They say that they are consistently removing the heaviest pieces, and so, like the game of pickup sticks, they hope to make it even more stable over time.
What about other buildings in the area? There was some question about whether some of them were stable.
He says the foundations of these buildings are stable. They're not certain about a facade in one, and, of course, when it rains, rescue workers who are on slippery steel pieces are at some risk, but I think they're getting a little bit more confident about the stability of the site, even though there's a crater down in the center of the plaza where things exploded.
How's the relief effort being organized?
The relief effort involves heavy machinery, of course, which is taking out the steel pieces, and then the kind of bucket brigades. And one rescue worker, these firemen and others come out here just with sheer fatigue on their faces, said, "You have to think of this more like archaeologists. They don't dig with spades, they dig with their fingers. They fill buckets, they find body parts and whoever else they can, wrap it up, pass that to the morgue, and the bucket keeps getting filled. That gets delivered to the FBI. They cannot move, of course, because they're in these trenches, so they pass the buckets down the line."
This is the fourth day now. It's got to be taking a toll on these workers.
I'm hearing a lot from medical personnel who say that workers come in and there's an emotional and physical toll. One medical person told me about a young man working with a doctor next to him who said he had found some children in a plane seat. Another talked about someone he was missing and was relieved from duty because he had a married relative in there. They have to be careful. Younger workers are buddying up with older workers, so people who've done this before, the less experience is the more experience. And as one fireman told me, "Just be glad you haven't seen what I've seen at hell."
And the morale?
I'd say the morale is good because people want to look underneath the site. They keep talking about tunnels that are under there and rooms and say there's big spaces down there. Some workers reported hearing voices. One person said, "I know, I've heard these voices." And I think you have to be really, really cautious about that bearing out. But everyone says, you know, "I wouldn't be here if I didn't have hope."
So they haven't given up on the idea that maybe there are some people trapped in there?
No, not at all. I think it keeps people going. I think they wish that they could move faster than they are, but they know that they can't. I think they feel that at least they can bring closure to people, that they can show the enemy that they're not stopped. One person said, "You know, we've got all kinds of rescue units working together here from all over this area, and this just shows the kind of stuff Americans are made of."
NPR's Jackie Leiden in New York City.